On this Tuesday afternoon, we're joined by Don Day. He's a day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, to discuss the forecast. Hey, Don, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm told that we might have a whole lot of weather to discuss. Where would you like to start?
Well, let's go. We'll start in the west, and then we'll go east. What's going to happen here over the course of the next couple of weeks is a very active weather pattern is going to develop, and it starts in the far west where they need some rain, and California and parts of the desert southwest, which have had a drier than normal winter, are going to see some beneficial rains and snow up in the Sierras. And that storminess is going to slowly eject energy and moisture out into the upper plain states. We're going to see over the course of the next couple of weeks some snow opportunities for the Dakotas. We're going to see more significant rain for some of the southern plains into the lower Mississippi area. Parts of the Corn Belt and Midwest will be getting into the action, with the northern and northwest Corn Belt and the colder air maybe looking at some snow chances in this pattern as well. Now, we think that most of the United States west of the Mississippi is going to be the coldest, while areas east of the Mississippi will be the warmest. But just about all of the U.S. over the next couple of weeks is going to have very good chances for precipitation.
And will there be a lot of rainfall in this process? The soils are really saturated.
Well, the areas that we think are going to get the most wet will be the southern and southwest areas of the Corn Belt and some of the southern plains. We see Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, southeast Kansas, east Texas, and then into parts of Tennessee and Kentucky. Those areas have got the potential of seeing 5 to 10 inches of rain over the next couple of weeks from rain and thunderstorm activity. The northern and northwest Corn Belt, we're looking at the possibility of 2 to 4 inches in some of those areas. Heaviest central and southern Illinois, southern Indiana, Missouri, southern Ohio, those areas. But also plenty of wetness coming into those wet areas of northwest and central Iowa, eastern Nebraska, and eastern South Dakota.
We're not very far away from the actual beginning of spring. Is this a normal pattern for us?
Well, you know, the thing about saying normal in spring is sometimes an oxymoron, but because every spring's a little bit different. But what we see is a typical ramping up of more active and stormy weather during the second half of March and into early April. We normally see that. It's a natural change of seasons, a battleground between air masses that makes a lot of weather. And this year's not going to disappoint, because in the coming weeks, we're going to see a lot of weather coast to coast, which you would expect. And I think if it was the opposite, if it wasn't a very active weather pattern, that would be more remarkable than what we're expecting.
Hey, Don, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming.